Welcome to another Carl Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, we're getting to the end of the footy season. We've just had recently the Postolite and Gawler Grand Finals.
Yes, a big Grand Final weekend. And you would hope with spring in the air that the weather would have been nice, but the weekend was not great in terms of weather.
It probably would have been all right at most grounds unless it sort of was at Angaston where it was.
Well, funny thing, I was talking to someone, I won't say their name, last week who's involved with Gawler South, and their big concern was, in fact, the weather and the impact it would have on Angaston Oval. And when I was talking to them, they said, like, our strength is our running game, and they were concerned if it was going to be wet that it would really bog them down. So what was the outcome?
Well, you know, I was talking to Rick Drew, who was at the game, and he was telling me the conditions were not only boggy, but the grass was a little bit longer, obviously because of the rain they couldn't cut it, and as a consequence it wasn't a game for speedsters. It was more of a slog, and South Gawler, who won the second semi against Newry by 9 goals, lost 7-10 to 4-7. Newry kicked 5-4 to 1-1 in the first quarter. That set up their win.
Wow, so just over 20 points.
Yeah, it was – look, in those types of conditions, a 21-point victory was –
That's a big victory, isn't it?
Yeah, big 10 goals in the dry.
And so it was wet early on and when they kicked the five, or was
– Well, don't forget they start with a new footy. Yep. So the footy would have been dry in the first quarter, but by the time the first quarter had finished, the footy would have been waterlogged.
And South must have been devastated because they have dominated all season.
They have, but I tell you – as a precursor in the B grade, the game before, South Gawler actually beat Newry and they held Newry to only 1-2, but South Gawler only kicked 1-9.
That's enough.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. And in the under-17s, Williston kicked 4-5 to beat Barossa, 6 points only.
Oh.
And in the under-15s, Williston beat Central 4-4 to 4-2. So
all low-scoring affairs.
Yeah, very low-scoring. Unbelievable, in fact. But I kind of feel sorry for South Gawler because played on any other ground on that day, they would have won.
Well, that's the great thing, isn't it? I mean, and that's, I guess, weather has less and less impact at the higher level because the grounds now and the drainage and all those type of things are just a different level, aren't they? So, but, geez, I remember. You must remember yourself too. I mean, how many times did we play it in the mud and the water and it was just
– in the middle of winter.
Yeah. And
but not finals. I don't recall playing wet finals.
And I guess it's been unlucky because it's been such a wet start to spring. We've had so much rain.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, it's – you just can't program around that.
Was there any talk about – because, again, I'm not – I mean, I was hearing things on the grapevine last week, but obviously Angaston Oval is – renowned for being a bit boggy in the wet. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Well, it's definitely known for being cold.
But was there any talk of having it elsewhere?
No, there wouldn't be. I mean, they make these decisions well before the season starts, and to be fair, every team gets their chance. Like when South Gawler gets the privilege to host a grand final, because of the conditions at Southwood parking, they normally play at Williston or Gawler Central Ovals because they can't cater for it at South with the numbers. So
do the clubs, when they get the right to host, they obviously making money over through the gates, ticket, all that sort of stuff?
I believe so. But obviously, like last year, South Gawler played Williston at Williston.
Yeah.
And it was South Gawler's home game. So I would suggest Williston would have made some money out of it.
Okay.
Now, what about the netball? Now, South Gawler.
Well, how did the netballers go out in the rain?
South Gawler, they had a great day.
Good in the rain.
Well, they won the A grade, senior one. They beat Gawler Central 52-47. They won the senior two. They beat Newry 36-31. They won the senior five. They beat Central 45-33. They won the senior seven, 31-22 over Williston. They won the Inters 1, 42-34 over Capunda, and they won the Inters 2, 55-28 over Newry.
So they have absolutely smashed the opposition. So South are the netball queens.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, you know, just to stop and getting the clean sweep, Central beat Capunda 49-27 in senior 3, Angaston beat South 38-34 in senior 4, and Central beat South 62-58 in senior 6. So obviously some you know, those other clubs got a little bit of joy.
Well, that's always nice to share it around a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even in the juniors, in Junior 1, Freeling got that, in Junior 2, Central got it. In sub-juniors, it was Kapunda and Central. So, yeah, fair sharing of the flags there.
But it seems like South were the best across the whole group.
Well, from 7 senior grand finals, they were in 6 of them and they won 4. I mean, that's incredible.
That's fabulous. Well done, South.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the SNFL grand final.
Well, I did see the result.
Yeah.
Very, very close.
Who won?
I believe Norwood won.
Wow.
I do know that. Do you know how I know that? Because I saw them doing the unveiling of the chimney, it's not back at the brewery.
No.
It's at the brickworks.
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Yes. On the big chimney there.
Yes, and so is that the first time it's been?
No, it's been, I know for sure last year.
Was it last year? Because the brewery only shut down, doesn't seem like that.
Last year, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, and it was still up early this year, the chimney, but I think it's gone now.
Okay.
But, you know, the funny thing is, because of the weather conditions, they didn't do the normal unveiling. They actually already put the colours up on the chimney, and they had a replica inside and they unveiled it.
I see that. They had that on the news, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's never been done before, as far as I know. But I suppose safety comes first.
So Norwood won. Now, I see that North had 3 teams in grand finals. If you look at the men's competition, the only team under 16s, and they only just missed out. They were in the finals, but they had 3 teams in the grand final.
Yes, but don't talk about it to a North supporter because they lost them all.
They lost them all. Wow.
Every one of them.
Jeez. And they lost the big one by 1 point. Now, that couldn't happen very often, surely. How often has that happened in the history of SANFL?
4 times now.
4 times.
4 times.
That was the 4th.
Yes. The first time was 1925 when Norwood beat West Torrens by 1 point.
Norwood again.
In 1978, Sturt lost to Norwood by 1 point.
Again.
Yes. And
Norwood.
Yeah, Sturt with 29 points up at 3-quarter time and unbackable to win, and they lost.
Wow.
And there was a little bit of controversy about Des Foster's paying a mark to Phil Gallagher, which was debatable, and there's been a lot of conjecture about that over the years. But at the end of the day, I think Sturt just kicked themselves out of the game with too many points.
So Norwood, and so how many of Norwood won?
That was their third time they won by 1 point.
Third time, though, wow.
The only other time was in 2017 when Sturt beat Port Adelaide by 1 point.
Wow. So Norwood have been lucky. Well, yeah. Come on. Is it luck or is it just perfect timing?
Well, I suppose it's perfect timing, but Norwood have lost close grand finals. They lost to Central District in 2010 by 6 points. They lost to North Adelaide in 1960 by 5 points. You know, but they've had some good wins as well. I mean, I know there was a grand final in 1904. They were playing Port Adelaide. They were something like 5 goals down at 3-quarter time, and they got up and won that by 4 points. So, you know, I love those exciting grand finals.
You were at the grand final, weren't you? You went to that. What was it like?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, a lot of pressure. I mean, you look at the statistics of the game and you look at the tackles. Now, North Adelaide had 118 tackles, and Norwood had 111. That's almost 230 tackles in a game. That's unheard of.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is. But I tell you, I was really impressed with this lad, Harry Boyd, the ruckman. And he had 13 kicks, 7 handballs and 7 marks. But impressively, he had 66 hit-outs.
Wow. And he's Norwood?
Yep. Yeah, he won the Jack Hardy Medal as best on ground.
66 hit-outs. That's unbelievable.
Well, something interesting about the game is it looked like North Adelaide were the winners most of the way. I mean, in the first quarter, they kicked something like 4 of the first 5 goals, and Norwood got a late goal. So at quarter time, North were leading 4-2 to 2-3. The rain sort of started to pelt down. Only 1 goal was kicked in the second quarter by Norwood. In the third quarter, there was only 1 goal kicked by Norwood up to about time on, and then North kicked 2 goals in really unusual circumstances. They got this goal, and before the ball went back to the centre, there was an infringement, and the North player got another shot at goal. So they kicked 2 goals in a minute after not scoring for almost half a game. So they went in at 3-quarter time, leading 6-10 to 5-9. And the way the last quarter went, I thought North had enough. They actually got when Alan Young, who won the McGilley Medal, he snapped a beautiful goal, and that made North Adelaide 8 goals 10 to 5 goals 11. So I thought they'd won. You know, I mean, in the conditions and the way the game was played, I honestly thought North had won. At the 17-minute mark, Josh Richards kicked a goal for Norwood. At the 19-minute mark, Ben Jarvis kicked a goal. So they closed down to 5 points. Now, North Adelaide had a shot for goal 45 metres out, and all he had to do basically is kick a point, and that would have almost guaranteed that they wouldn't lose the game. He missed everything. He kicked it out on the full. Norwood took the ball down, and Matt Panos snapped this wonderful goal, which put Norwood in front by a point. The game hadn't finished. North sort of kept coming for the next couple of minutes, and then the siren went. Norwood won by 1 point.
And who are you barracking for?
Central District, but they weren't playing. You know, the good thing about the grand final is North are red and white, Norwood are blue and red.
So you thought the Central's colours were
covered. So red, white and blue, you know.
Who was favourite?
North Adelaide were favourites because Norwood lost the qualifying final and then came back, and they beat Glenelg in the first semi, they beat Adelaide in the preliminary final after losing to them in the qualifying final, and then won the grand final. That's only been done 4 times. Sturt did it in 1976 when they lost to Glenelg in the qualifying final and they came back and they won the grand final. Sturt did it again in 2017. They lost to Port in the qualifying final. Then they eventually came back and played Port in the grand final and won by a point. And the Eagles did it in 2011 when they lost to Norwood in the qualifying final, came back and beat Central by 3 points in the grand final. So it's only the 4th time a losing team from the qualifying final has recovered to win the premiership. So, you know, the very unusual circumstances, 1 point and coming from a losing qualifying final, it does not happen very often.
And there was good atmosphere there?
Yeah, I mean, the rain probably kept people away. I think there was, 27,000. Now, the last time these teams played off was 2018, and they had, 40,000 people. So how big a part the rain played, I don't know, but the game was worthy of a 40,000 crowd. It was a great game. There's a lot of mistakes made, but that was the pressure, the tackles. I mean, it was just, you know, there was no room for the faint-hearted, and they both put in tremendous efforts.
Sounds like a great game.
Oh, it was. We were talking about there's been 4 games decided by 1 point. Obviously, I wasn't there in 1925, but the other three, I was present at all three of them, and they're all going to resonate with me historically as I talk about great grand finals. I mean,
it's what you want, I guess, in a grand final, isn't it? A really tight, tough battle, unless your team's playing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll tell you a funny story about that. When Central District beat the Eagles by 125 points in 2004, I enjoyed that grand final more than any of them at all because, you know, it was a record margin and it was just fantastic. And all the game, we weren't threatened. It was just fantastic. But I look back at some of the finals games we played and we didn't win a final for 22 years until we beat Norton in the first semi in 1994. We won by 4 points. At the time, I hated it. It was terrible because the previous week we had a draw with Port in the qualifying final and they played extra time and we lost in extra time. So after 22 years not winning a final, to win that final against Norwood, I treasure that. Yeah. But at the time I hated it. But, you know, at the end of the day.
It's nice to be comfortable. And that's why if you're watching two teams that you're not invested in, then you can just enjoy the game for what it is. But when your team's in there and they're it's tight, it's a bit of anxiety there.
Well, I think I remember in 2009, Central's recovered to come back and beat Sturt by 6 points in the qualifying final. And then they're 5 goals behind Glenelg late in the third quarter and they got up and won that by 2 points. They won the grand final reasonably easy against Sturt, but that final series is quite memorable because of those close games. But I remember being at those games hating it.
And you aged about 5 years?
Probably. No, look, at the end of the day, we got to put it down at one of the great grand finals of the SNFL, and I think it really gave the competition a boost because both teams played the type of football that you want to see in that level.
Fabulous. Well done, Norwood.
Well, so ends another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.